Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Do you feel like once you start eating the Halloween candy, you just can't stop? Well, there's a reason for it. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, you ready for it? You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Enjoy
it's
it. It's over today, so enjoy it now.
I only get like a few weeks a year to do my Halloween voice, and my witch voice ends today. So as much as I can milk it, I'm doing it.
I love it. It's very good. You sound like you're one of those Halloween spirit stores when you open the door. It's amazing. There are some health-related reasons why we binge on Halloween candy. And, you know, we've spoken about this before, but sweet and fatty foods activate those pathways in the brain with pleasure and reward. So it kicks off this process for us that overrides signals to tell us to stop eating. So even when we feel full, we tend to overeat. But what's interesting too, guys, is that Halloween for many adults is associated with feelings of nostalgia and pleasure. So that compounds it, and it outsmarts our ability to stop eating. So we go on a candy binge. Many of us are guilty of this.
So you can't just have one fun size. You have to have 27 of them.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, they're the opposite of fun unless you have that many with them. And you think of it, it's almost like a Peloton Pac-Man or something like that. You were just like, yep, I can afford another one of those. I can afford another one of those. Every time you walk by them, you're like, yep, one more in my mouth. Why not? What's the harm?
That's exactly right. And I think that's the problem with these snack-sized candy bars, which were meant to help people stave off, you know, white sugar and all of the negative side effects that come along with eating too much sugar. We think that if we're eating, you know, a bite-sized candy that's the size of a thimble, it's not going to hurt us, but we end up eating 2,000 of those, and then it's the same as six large candy bars. So you have to watch what you're doing and understand what the triggers are. What I like to tell people is you can binge for a day. It's not going to hurt you. There's room to do this on Halloween. The problem is that if you carry the binge over for days and days and days after Halloween, all the way till Thanksgiving and Christmas, then you're going to have some health side effects. But if you leave it just for Halloween and you have a handful of those bite-sized candies, it's not really going to do much permanent damage.
Well, that's good. Let's pivot now to scary movies, because I always thought, like, if you're like me, a scaredy cat, and you watch scary movies, you're going to have a heart attack and that's going to be the end of you. But that's not the truth, right?
No, listen, some of those heart-pounding thrills of a scary movie may actually come along with health-related benefits, which is so funny because you can burn calories and end up in a happier mood if it's a thriller. But here's a word of caution. If you have somebody who's very frightened of horror films, it can end up getting in the way of a good night's sleep. You have to know your audience, basically. You don't want to show your kid The Exorcist or The Shining if they're not the type of person that can sort of shake those off. But if you love a good horror film and you love a good thriller, some of these come along with jumping and shrieking that add up to almost 184 calorie burn on some of these really scary movies.
Oh, wow.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and just do a marathon. Look at how ripped I'm going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're going to be, as you're eating, 700 Snickers bars.
That's the problem with that theory, I guess.
Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna. Happy Halloween.
Thanks so much, guys. Happy Halloween.